Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining PGM. This is Deborah with you tonight, Tuesday evening. It's 12:27. God bless you. Thank you for those that are dialed in and your hands up for ministry and those that are listening. Joy to be here with you. And also for those that are listening online, God bless you. And I hope you all are having a good holiday season and a time as we're wrapping up 2022 here, so to speak. Let me just write everybody's numbers down before I begin so then I can jump in when the time comes. Thank you again for joining us. We were just literally had some, actually I think they're considered, the technical term is called co-in-laws. Here, my daughter's in-laws were in town, and we had dinner with them. They just walked out the door. God bless them. So, anyway, it's good to be here. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So, let's gather my thoughts. So, tonight, what I wanted to talk about, since it's the end of the year, and I wanted to make sure that I came on and spoke with you guys, there was something that the Lord had put on my heart. He spoke to me, and I actually had it on my notes last week, and I wasn't sure if I was going to bring it up last week or not, but it definitely was written on my notes. The Lord showed me a word, and the word literally was this: key choices. That's what he spoke to me. Again, key choices. And literally key being, it is somewhat, I guess in some ways you could think of it as a launch off of last year. What about the keys of the kingdom? But these keys definitely are the keys of the kingdom. So, and being kingdom builders and the choices that we make to do that and being intentional with our choices. And our verse is Proverbs 8:10. It says, "My instruction is far more valuable than silver or gold." We thank the Lord for that. And then also, we know the kingdom of God always refers to his reign and his rule and his sovereignty, also his power and his glory and his might. And we might be talking more about the kingdom of God just with its message, its mission, and its motive, more in a further out in January maybe, and also from the Old Testament to the New Testament, some things about the kingdom of God. So when the kingdom of God is referring, again, to his reign, his rule, and his sovereignty, also his power, his glory, and his might, which is in Daniel 2:37 and Psalm 145:11-13. And we know that the Lord in Psalm 103:19 says he's established his kingdom throne in heaven. So praise God for that. Okay. So let me just put my notes here. I also see another place where this is choices, and I'm not sure that I'm going to have, I actually know that I'm not going to have enough time to go over all of this tonight, but let me just do or attempt to do as much as I can in a, let me think for a second, I should stop. Okay. So try to do a overview of this. Okay. So the other place where we're looking at in Scripture for key choices, and there's a lot to draw from here, is in 1 Chronicles 21, and literally you could use the whole chapter there. And there's so much in there. So, but here are some of our key players in that chapter, okay, that we're looking at. And what we want to look at is their choices and their motives and their missions and the kingdom of God, right? And how God is interweaving and interacting with them. And as each person has a choice to make, and their choice that they make in reference to not only their obedience to the Lord and his ways, this we have to remember, this is the Old Testament as well. So they're not only keeping his commandments, they are, you know, the law, there's certain things in the law that we might miss while looking at it in the natural eye, because, well, most of us were not raised Jewish that have that type of background or interest in the history of that. So here's some of our key players. And what's happening here is there was a census of Israel and Judah that was taken that David did, if you recall this story. And it was not something that the Lord asked him to do. It was something that David did all on his own. Sorry, I got to close this here. Okay. So we have that. So we have David. We have Joab. We have Gad, his seer. Okay, and then we have Ornan, the Jesuit, am I saying that right? And I thought there was one other, but I might be missing it. Okay, so I'm going to just mention this. So key choices was the word in 1 Chronicles 21, and all in through there. There's so much to glean from there. Again, I don't know that we're going to get to all of it tonight. But we will. So let's just, but we will continue to do so as time goes by. So let me just make sure I'm not moving too fast since I didn't get time to actually settle in a little bit before our guests left, which was very nice and a blessing to be with them and to serve them. So one note here I have is that we enter the blessings of the kingdom in Matthew 24, through God's kingdom works in this world through the power of the gospel. So again, that's where the message, the mission, and the motive come from. And also, you know, as I was going through the book of Acts, which I probably will cover more of that as well in the new year, but in the book of Acts, I just want to point this out, that there was Peter, Paul, and James all worked as, you know, both apostles and prophets. They were all working at the same time interchangeably, both in the Jewish community and the Gentile community throughout the book of Acts. Okay, they all had different roles in what they did, but they crossed over and how they worked for the Lord during that unique time in history, just as we're in a unique time in history where we've never been in before either. So back to this. So back to 1 Chronicles 21. In our key choices, it says, starts off here in verse 1, it says, now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. So what happened was the enemy was motivating David. And now whether this, he was pressed from the enemy and David accepted it. He took, I don't know if you want to call it the bait of Satan, I don't know, but he was motivated. Now, was it pride? It may have been. That is definitely a motivator that the enemy can trip us up in. And this is something that we do need to learn, that we have a choice, right? There's a key choice there. And he was pressured from the enemy with his motive. And David gave into that. And some of that did because he was counting things for himself and not counting on the Lord to build the kingdom the way the Lord wanted to. I mean, it's very subtle and it's very, but it also is derived in the backbone of pride. It is. And we know the enemy is a motivator who motivates from pride. And we see that because of even his own pride, he was kicked out of heaven. So this, we know this, okay, and we want to learn that when our motivation is to act out of our own pride, even if it is to defend ourselves or in our own sufficiency, in our own, like when we get hit with an injustice, and again, I've said there are many masks, M-A-S-K-S, that pride can wear and that are very subtle, okay? And so David, this one, he made a choice. Again, he was pressured from the enemy, And I do believe his motive was pride, even though it wasn't like haughty and at the forefront, but the undercurrent of it probably was pride. Okay. And so, and then Joab, okay, I'm going to skip some of the verses. I have Joab in verse 3 answered after he told him to go number the people. Okay, he said, go number them for me that I so that I could know. And Joab answered, which he was the military commander of the army, okay, who some think that perhaps it was his mother's, it was David's mother's brother. So Joab may have been his nephew. So Joab answered, may the Lord make his people 100 times more than they are, but the Lord, the king, are they not all the Lord's servants? Why then does my Lord require this thing? He's a very good communicator. Why should he cause the guilt of Israel? So this voice, Joab was being a voice of caution to him. And the Lord sometimes will supply people in our lives that are surround us in our sphere of influence to caution us and the ways that we're walking in and to speak truth. And that is our role, is to speak the truth in love, right? So Joab had a choice, and he's choosing to speak the truth in love. And so, and then it tells us later in this, it says, nevertheless, actually there was other accounts, I think, where it was given in 2 Samuel 24 shows that the captains of the armies also tried to warn David not to count the soldiers in Israel, okay, but he didn't listen. So, and then later on it said, nevertheless, in verse 4, the king's word prevailed against Joab. So, which is really indicating that Joab spoke correctly. I mean, the word of the Lord is showing us that Joab spoke correctly. Okay, so then it goes on to say he counted the men, it gave them the numbers, and but he did not count the Levites of the tribes. And actually in the book of Numbers, or if you even read in Leviticus, they never included the Levites because they were the priestly tribe. They were not to be counted into the military tribe. So what Joab did was, he didn't count them when he went to go. Okay, so he had to follow orders from David. So he went to he count the people, but he didn't count them from the tribes of Levi or Benjamin, because it says among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. So he didn't count those two tribes. Okay, but it's also because of the Old Testament, you didn't do that. The Lord asked them not to do that. So Joab was kind of in the middle of serving the Lord of the land and the Lord of heaven as best he could between the two, right? But he didn't cross a place within him that would be dishonoring to the Lord of heaven. Okay, so which I think is very cool because he made a key choice, right? And you could read this out yourself. I would actually encourage you to read this out yourself and ask yourself, look at the key players in the scene and ask yourself, what are the key choices that they're making, you know, and really evaluate that and see how the Lord and how they're interacting with each other and how the Lord even responds. So verse 7 says, and God was displeased with this thing, therefore he struck Israel. Okay, so the Lord was not happy. So David said to God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing. But now I pray and take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. So he's confessing and he's asked, repenting and asking for mercy. So, okay, so here it says, so David said to God, but then in verse 9, it says, then the Lord spoke to Gad. So he's not, so what did the Lord do? The Lord is removing his presence from David and his fellowship from David because of his sin. And this is, we know this because this is exactly why Jesus came and his kingdom was to restore our fellowship and restore our peace so that we could be close to God again. And he's showing even his example that God is the same, right? And he removes his presence from David and even speaking to him. And he says, so then verse 9, the Lord spoke to Gad David Seer saying, go tell David. So he's not speaking directly to David anymore, saying during this time, saying, thus says the Lord, I offer you three things. Choose one of them for yourself that I may do it to you. So they're very three destructive things. Some of you may even know this story. Okay, so the effects of it are, let me see this paper here in an abbreviated version. It goes a little bit faster, but he gives the people three choices. It was 3 days, 3 years of famine, 3 months of defeat by their foes, or 3 days of plague in the land. Those were the three choices. Now, none of them are good. None of those outcomes are good. And Gad says to David that he says, choose for yourself, okay? And then, but he says, choose carefully, okay? And we see this too, is that the Lord deals more harshly with his leaders than he does with his sheep. So he's very concerned about how we lead. Yet we do know at times that the sheep suffer because of the leader, because of a sinful or wicked or evil leader. And the Lord does not like that. Okay, so Gad told him to choose for himself. And then David said, I am in great distress. Please let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are very great. Okay, so he didn't. So basically what he was saying is he chose the last one, which was the three-day plague. So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell. That is incredibly sad. And God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, the Lord looked and relented of the disaster and said to the angel who was destroying, it is enough. Now restrain your hand. And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jesuite, I'm sorry. Then David lifted his eyes and he saw the angel of the Lord standing between the earth and heaven, having his hand-drawn sword stretched over Jerusalem. So David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces, and David said to God, was it not I who commanded the people to be numbered? I am the one who has sinned and done evil indeed. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, O Lord, my God, be against me and my father's house, but not against your people, that they should be plagued. Therefore, the angel of the Lord commanded God to say to David that David should go and erect an altar of the Lord on the threshing floor of the Ornan of Jebusite. So David went up, okay, and he did this. So the angel spoke to David right in that spot where the plague had stopped. It happened to be at the threshing floor of Ornan. And so David made a key choice, and the Lord spoke to him, and he moved on his behalf to obey, right? So then the man saw the angel as well. He had four sons, and he hid them. Okay, because he was threshing wheat. So David came to the man, Ornan, and looked, and he saw David, and he went out from the threshing floor and bowed before David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor that I might build an altar unto the Lord. And then you shall grant me the full price that the plague may be withdrawn from the people. So he was making a prayer for it to stop. Okay, and this place, literally where he landed and the plague was, he was building the altar, was actually a place that the Lord chose for holy worship should be celebrated openly. Okay, and so this wasn't just any place. It shows that the threshing floor of Ornan was on the Mount Moriah, the same hill where Abraham and Isaac, and the same hill where Jesus died on the cross. So the decision of God to establish his altar, the Temple of Moriah in Jerusalem, has affected all history. For this mountain became the focus of the holy city, where his son was crucified, and it was continued to affect history. And from this city he loved, he will someday rule the nations of the earth. So it's interesting that even it's an ongoing history, right? It's an ongoing. So and so then David decides to build an altar, and what he does is he makes a burnt offering and a peace offering. So it's showing that David understood the death of the 70,000 in Israel in the plague. Okay, and so the atonement could only be made through the blood of an approved substitute. Okay, and then the burnt offering was the atonement for the sin, and the peace offering was so that he could enjoy the fellowship with God again, which shows David's life being marked in fellowship with God from beginning to end. There's really a lot of choices here, and I wish I could go slower. So then at the time it was the fire. So the Lord commanded the angel to return his sword, right? But after he did, he presented that the Lord actually, let me see the verse here, the fire, and then David built there an altar to the Lord and offered the offerings, okay? And he called unto the Lord, and the Lord answered him from heaven by a fire on the altar of burnt offerings, which is very similar to Elijah. So some of this we might have to come back to another night. But at the fire of the Lord that came down, David had always wondered in his heart for many years where the tabernacle was to be built, right? Where was it going to be established? Where was it going to be built? And the Lord was showing him in that place, okay, that he would send the fire of heaven to answer that question in David's heart for a long time. And that countered in Psalm 132, verses 1 through 5. And David wanting to make it right with God. So I just thank the Lord for that. Okay. And I just skipped some good paper. So let me see. I think we're going to stop there for right now. And let me see. Okay, so again, each one had a choice that they made before the Lord in building for the Lord. So let's just be mindful of the things literally that the Lord puts in our mind, puts in our hearts, and be intentional about that if it's building the kingdom of God. And then secondly, a high caution for when the enemy presses us, right? So if we know even the spirit of the Antichrist is among us, and then the Antichrist being revealed, anything that is pushing us and even a sense of pride, to really caution ourselves not to be motivated by pride and not to act on that, the motivation that tries to push us into the things of pride, even our communications, whatever it might be, our service, whatever that might be. So we thank the Lord. We want to use key choices, which are the keys to the kingdom, right? Where you're going to use the keys to the kingdom, the things that he even unlocks in scripture and his treasures in his word and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit of your life to advance the kingdom of God during this time and during this hour. And so we thank you, Lord, for just the establishment of your throne in heaven, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your rule and your reign and your sovereignty. We thank you, Father God, you do, Lord, hold, and we ascribe unto you all excellence of power, authority, glory, might, and majesty of God. And we thank you, Father God, for being among us in this place, Lord. May you be exalted, and may you receive the glory and the praise, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for having us here for such a time as this, Lord. And we thank you also, Father God, that you would continue to reveal things in our hearts, how we can love you more into the new year, Father God. And really, Lord, anything that's opposing the work of the Holy Spirit, that you would speak and reveal into hearts and minds and souls, God, and the things where you tell us to love you with all of our heart, mind, and soul and strength, God, and whatever capacity that needs to be reconciled so that it might hold the full capacity of your love in our lives, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you would reveal, Father God, that things would be reconciled that need to be reconciled, Father God. We thank you, Lord, just for your work that you're doing in the hearts, Lord, that we would love you more and more, Lord, that we would choose the things that you love, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for teaching us to love you and to love others. And we ask, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just even giving us the ability. We seek you and ask for the ability to love you more because we know it is your desire with the love that you've given us that we love the Father, that we return that love to our Father. So we thank you, Lord, and even letting our light so shine that we would glorify our Father in heaven. So we praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Okay, let's go to our first caller. Thank you, everyone, for listening and joining in tonight. So 954-580, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Good evening. I'm not sure if you can hear me or if you have me on mute. 954-580. Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Hi.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Caroline.
Oh, Caroline. Thank you. From Jamaica.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Caroline, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for your plans and your purposes, God, and the things that you're mapping out for her, Father God, and even your directional instructions, God, directional instructions. So I thank you for directional instructions. Yeah, so I see kind of like you're kind of somewhat standing shoulder to shoulder. There's a big map or a big, I'm going to call it a map, but a big piece of paper, big a map. I'm thinking that's a map, but there's directional instructions where he's talking to you, and I don't know if it's it's directional. So he's talking to you about moving and like pointing to things on the map, you know, so that you can see it and understand it, and then like turning to you to make sure that you're comprehending and you're getting it, and I'm not sure even, you know, a map unfolds. So I'm not sure if he's unfolding things to you that are directional instructions. But we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, for the things that you show your daughter, God, that her eyes will see and her ears will hear, God, and that she can speak to you, Lord, that you speak to her knowledge to knowledge, Father God, and I thank you for your peace, Lord, and just for showing her the way to go, God, and being with her, you know, staying alongside of her and being with her, Lord, as she moves for your glory, God, in Jesus' name. Now, let me just see if there be anything else.
Amen.
Yeah, I think that's all. That's all I'm really seeing is that same, the same thing. So thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how are you doing?
I am well, thank you. I'm well, thank you. I just, I'm just trusting God in regards to certain things that I'm just blessed by or encouraged also the word that you shared, because I'm just praying that God will just bring everything alignment for me. I will be joining a new department in my work in a couple of days' time. I'm just asking you to pray for me in that regard. And I'm trying to acquire a Facebook group, so just pray that everything will line up within God's timing. And God will just grant me the requisite wisdom that I need on the job and favor while working with others.
Okay, sure, absolutely. Yes, that's a good prayer. So, Father, we thank you for Caroline, Father God, that you, Caroline, Father, that you would give her the wisdom, Lord, while she's working and on the job, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you do align her steps, Father God, and that you see, Lord, more so than any man, Lord, that she's calling in faith before you, God, and before your altar, God. And we thank you, Lord, for aligning her steps, God, as she commits and acknowledges her ways before you, God. We thank you for that, Lord. Let them be ordained, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for granting her great wisdom and even knowledge and insight while she's working and on the job, God. And may she have favor with others, God, to be a blessing, and that you just grant her grace, Lord, to even be a vessel of grace, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that she would be outstanding, God, in her position. I just heard that word, outstanding. So you would, like, stand out in your job and in your position, Father, for the glory of God, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that it would be, like, received. There would be favor, and it would be received, that grace and light and would be upon you. So we thank you, God, for just administering even outstanding performance and work and favor and grace upon her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you. Okay. You take care and happy New Year to you. God bless. Be safe.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Hey, I forgot to mention something on this thing. I just thought of it, so I'm going to go ahead and say it now, and then I'm going to open up phone line 9. Well, let me open up the phone line, and then I'll say it so I don't forget where I'm at. So 910-709, is this... Sylvia?
Yes.
Okay, Sylvia. Okay, Sylvia. Yeah, I was going to mention this. Where David, so the man that gave the threshing floor, he gave all of it to, he said, here, just take it. I give it to you as an offering, okay? And he was even going to give him, like, the animals to sacrifice to the Lord as well. He was going to give it free. He generously said, I'll give it all to you. So just take it, I'll give it all. And then David said, no, I'm not going to take, what is the Lord's? It doesn't cost me. It's not going to cost me something. I'm not going to take it, right? And so, he gave the implements for the wood and the wheat and the grain. He gave it all. And then David said, no, I will surely buy it for the full price, for I will not take what is yours for the Lord, nor the burnt offerings that which cost me nothing. So that was a key choice from David as well, as not to. And so what would have happened is that it would have ended up being not David's sacrifice. It would have ended up being the man, Ornan, however you say his name, his sacrifice. Okay. It wouldn't have been a sacrifice of David. The sacrifice would have gone to the man giving it all. Okay, so now, and I want to say this because when I was pondering this today, I was thinking the man who gave the heifer to Israel, the man in Texas, I would not be surprised if before they do the literal sacrifice, when it comes time to sacrifice, that they don't give that man something, okay, that they don't give him some type of offering for the heifer, some symbolic offering so that it becomes, the offering is not from the rancher, the offering is actually from a Jewish descent and a Jewish, okay, so I'm just going to say that in case that comes up. So, okay, let's pray for Sylvia. Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for the kingdom of God and the rule and the reign of the kingdom of God, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, just for that trifold blessing. Lord, the trifold. It's kind of like a boomerang. I'm seeing you, like when you toss it out and it being effective and cutting through the air and the atmosphere and then returning to you, you know, but it's also those, I don't know how those boomerangs work, but they do. And they're effective, but it has to do with the even the command of the person releasing it at their command and at their, but it's cutting through the atmosphere. But I see that trifold thing, the kingdom of God and the, again, I didn't write fast enough, so those three things that I said, and just working in unison. As a blessing to you and cutting through the air and the atmosphere with even the authority, like there's authority and power on it, and then it's returning to you. So what you send out, you know, it accomplishes, you know, and then it returns. So we thank you, Father God, for her having the ability to cut through atmospheres, Father God. We thank you, God, for even the effectiveness, how she works in the kingdom of God, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And let me, okay. There's other things with that. Yeah, I was wondering if like the origin of a boomerang was something that had some significance on it. Yeah, see, so there is some skill to it because it has to be tossed correctly. That's what I'm saying. It's like at the command of the one using it. So there is skill involved in that, and so we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Yeah, it definitely has, like, it definitely has, which I said, like, the power and authority, and so we thank you, Lord. I'm not sure if that's all I'm getting, seeing the same, so thank you, Father, for that effectiveness in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you. How are you doing?
Oh, good. I'm doing better. I was having some nerve damage, but I'm much better today. Nerve pain, but it's much better.
Oh, that's
better.
Right. And your back, or was it your sciatica,
yeah,
or just your back?
It was in my back, but I think it's from my neck. It's going down into my arms, and I was dealing with that ever since I got out of school. And so today, you know, it subsided some. It's not as bad. It sort of slowed me down, but now I'm doing better today.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad that that's getting better for you.
Yes, I need it to get better before the 17th comes.
Is that when you start?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's better.
Good. Well, I think it'll get better. I'm believing it will be.
Yes, it will. This too shall pass.
Amen.
Thank you for praying for me.
Absolutely. Thank you. And do you have any prayer requests this evening?
Just one for my brother who's on dialysis.
Oh, okay. And what is your brother's name?
His name is Milton. He's waiting. He's waiting for a kidney, but I believe that God can jumpstart the kidney he already has. That's what I'm believing for.
Okay. Okay, let me pray for Milton. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia's brother, Milton. Lord, we just pray together in faith, believing, Father God, that you touch Milton's kidney, or is it just one or both of them?
One.
We thank you, Lord, for touching his kidney, Father God. We ask for a restoration, Father God, within his kidney, Father God, to function, Lord, and to remove the toxins, God. We thank you, Lord, just for the ability for dialysis, God, but also the endurance, Father God, and also, Lord, that his body would begin to function on its own without the dialysis, Father, in Jesus' name, that it would just, as she calls it, a jump start, Lord, like the dialysis would be like training his kidney how to function, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, just working on his behalf, Lord God, doing a creative miracle and creatively sustaining him and preserving him, God, and help him in his nature and even, Lord, in what he consumes, Lord, and the things that will benefit him, Lord, in Jesus' name, and any supplements or aids or whatever, Lord, and foods, Lord, to consume and to stay away from, God, that you would bless him, Father God, and that he would bless his body as well and how you've given it to him, Lord. And so we thank you for moving on his behalf, God, and just training him in every way, God, to be just a good steward, even over his own physical body, Lord, and what he consumes, Lord, even his time, his thoughts, Lord, and his purposes, Lord, and his intentions and his motives, God. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that you would even jumpstart all of that, Lord, and we ask for your blessing of comfort and peace and your faithfulness that endures forever to be with him during this coming year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. And Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you as well. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Normally I don't say that, but something when Sylvia said that, actually New Year's Eve, so the 31st is actually my birthday too, which is a fun birthday over the years, but it is. So anyways, okay, I don't know why I said it, but I did. Okay, so 817-894, good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, good evening. It's Lori.
Hi, Lori, from Texas, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Let me pray for you. Father God, we thank you for Lori, God, in Jesus' name, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for just standing in the gap, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for her standing in the gap. And, you know, like in the book of Nehemiah, they when they rebuilt the wall and the wall was broken down in certain places, it left them, the places where the wall was broken down, it left them vulnerable to the enemy. And so when they rebuilt the wall, they stood shoulder to shoulder, shoulder to shoulder. And so that the enemy couldn't get through, you know, and it says they all worked together, which was the women, the children, and the male. They all worked together to rebuild the wall. And they, it says even they worked with one hand and had the sword in the other hand. So they never put their weapons down ever, you know, and they they watched each other and they stood in that gap watching. So I see you like standing in the gap. And yes, and there's a shoulder to shoulder, and you're in the gap. You know, you're standing and filling in the gap there. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for moving on her behalf, God. We thank you for the blessing and the favor of God, Lord, as she stands in the gap, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just as we're each really builders for you, Father God. And we do, Lord, protect and preserve those things that are vulnerable, God, that need prayer, that need our attention, that need rebuilding, Father God, or restoring, God, in Jesus' name, God. And I pray, Father God, that that she would be most effective in what she's doing, Lord, just as in the book of Nehemiah, God, where it says it was an unprecedented amount of time that things were complete, God. So I thank you for accelerating the places that you've asked her to stand in the gap with, Father God, and do an unprecedented work in her and through her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
That's such a good word.
Yeah,
thank
I
you,
haven't
Lord.
Actually thought about the book of Nehemiah in a long time. That's, so praise God. Praise God for that.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. That's good.
Amen. Amen. Is there anything we can pray with you for?
Well, I'm just so grateful, but I guess I would pray for one thing I've been speaking to God about for a little while now, and I feel it coming, is a home for my daughter and my granddaughter. A suitable home. it's like I can feel the Lord, you know, almost bringing it, you know. I just want to pray into that, and that for the wisdom, and you know, it's not really a great time to be anybody to be buying homes, but. I know that, you know, if it's his will, that he can do things that are not imaginable to us. So,
yes, absolutely.
I pray for that.
Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Lori. We thank you for her daughter and her, did you say granddaughter too?
Yes, ma'am.
And her granddaughter, Father God, we thank you for a home, as she's stating, Lord, a home that is suitable for them to live in, Father God, and desirable, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for just meeting their needs, Lord, with your wisdom and every provision, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you for leading them in their steps and in their heart, God, their attention to you, Lord, and even the attention to the Holy Spirit, being led and sensitive to a life by the Holy Spirit, Father God. And we thank you for that, Lord. And that is for granted, Lord, the greatest blessings, Lord, that are above and beyond all that we could ask, think, or imagine, God. So we thank you, Lord, for finishing your work, Lord, and the things that you're stirring in her heart, God, and preparing her to step. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Your word even says that you lead us forth with joy and lead us out in peace, Lord. So that may that be so as well for this home situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Deborah.
You're welcome.
God
bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. I'm sorry. Hold on. Because when people jump off like that, then everything moves. So I just have to make sure I'm, I'm right here. So 402-214. Good evening.
Hi, Deborah. How are you, honey? It's Sharon. It's Sharon.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
You sound good.
Well, thank you.
I'm grateful for you. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. We're grateful for you joining
us.
Pride's
a big one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. It is. Can be very subtle to trip us up, too.
Yeah. I was taught once.
That's a really... a really big thing too is that the enemy can make us feel, this is what he does too, is like he makes us feel entitled in some way where we don't even see it. So sometimes this is what happens. You'll see like somebody who's in ministry or leadership or whatever, where they're making great sacrifices and they are, and they're serving the Lord. But then there's a loss of balance or margin in their life, and or they're using that to fill them for something else where that God should be filling them. So that substitute then begins to wear them down. And then they have that thought of, well, hey, I've sacrificed so much and things aren't going their way or where their true needs are. But because they've been living outside of them, anyways, yes. So I'm saying this not just for your sake, but the pattern for others to see too is that, and then they begin to, the entitlement is that they begin to say like what they deserve or what should be needed or I earned it. It's so subtle. I mean, and you can see it sometimes even in marriages, you know, where the enemy just slightly twists a need and, but inserts, covers, he just mixes it the wrong way, you know, totally mixes it the wrong way.
I know.
So we do, we do have to be very careful about that because, and aware and have people in our lives that can speak and say, hey, I'm not sure that you should be stepping into this. Hey, I think, you know, hey, I think leadership should maybe have more accountability or like, do they know who's accountable to who? Do you guys know, like in leadership, who is this person accountable? You know, if you don't want to tell us, but like you guys should know, do they have an accountability partner? Someone who's not afraid to speak the truth, you know? So anyways, it's just a good way to cover us, but we all lead in some way. If we have families, if you have a family, then you're leading in some ways, you know. So, but if you're in a public leader, then you're leading more publicly as well. So then that becomes your family, your extended family. And so, yeah, so then it becomes more complicated. Yeah.
It's
so
a big problem for parents.
It can be. It can be. You really do have to
be
humble.
It's a big problem for parents because they feel entitled to be over the kids. And in a way they are, but they have to remember that the kids belong to God and they can't be messing with them, can't be hurting them.
Yes, yes. And I think, too, like when your kids get older, they're going to probably tell you where you fell short and you did. And I think sometimes that hits parents' pride, you know, in different ways, but it's better just to go there. I mean, like, you know, we've had to have, you know, since I have adult children, we've had to have those conversations that aren't easy. And, but also in the sense where like, hey, I'm going to pursue peace and I'm going to pursue love. And there's no way I'm going to like lay into my child. Like I don't just give into my flesh because I'm hurting I would hurt my child and I'm not going to do that. Do you know what I'm saying? And so there's more times where I may be swallowing my pride as a parent because I want them to mature. I want them to rise up. I want them to speak. I'm going to be gentle with my, you know, but I have to be honest too. Otherwise nobody heals, you know? And I'm not even a bad parent. I'm just saying it's the nature of the course. I'm really not. The nature of the course is that, you know, when they get in their 20s, they look back and they realize, but what they're doing is they're healing. That's part of their healing process, that God's the only one who can fulfill that need and that desire that they feel like they didn't get from one of their parents. And God wants to take them. So them seeing it, knowing it, and recognizing that awareness of it Well, now God is the one who can only fill that. Yeah, irregardless, I couldn't have been, people that have the most outstanding parent, they're still going to fall short in some way. That's just because how God designed it in our humanity, that he's the one that fills all of those gaps. He's the one that fills that hole. That thing that's missing in them, he fills it. So we have to still participate and come alongside of them so that they can find the Lord in that. And so we have to be demonstrating some grace and truth and mercy and humility. Otherwise, they're not going to, it's going to make it more difficult. And it's just going to, I don't know how we went there, but we did. So let me, but that was good. So let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Sharon. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. We just bring her to your altar, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. So I feel like a vapor. Isn't there a verse, something about a vapor?
A what, honey?
A vapor.
I can't hear you very well.
Oh, V-A-P-O-R.
Caper?
A vapor. No, V, like a vapor, like a mist.
Oh, vapor.
Or a vapor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so.
What about it?
I wonder why you can't hear. Wait, hold on 1 second. Maybe my ear things are messed up. Hold on. Okay, I don't know if that's any better, is it?
No.
Oh, it's not. Okay, let me turn this up. Well, that's peculiar. Okay, maybe I'll just hold my microphone so you can hear me. Is that better this way?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so James 4, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes. So there's something about even our lives just being short. And I think that, James 4:14. So I just seen a vapor, like you were there and then you turned into this vapor, which I've never seen this before. And so I don't know if the Lord is just, being like, so here we are on the cusp of a new time, right, of 2023. And just the realization of, even, was it Abraham, who said he counted his days. It was wisdom to count his days before the Lord. Just so I think we can be intentional, intentional in our ways before the Lord, intentional in how we serve him. And even, thank you. Thank you for telling me the audio is fine. Thank you. And so just being intentional with your life. And coming before him, because our lives are a vapor. So I thank you, Lord. And it's all before him. Your life is all before him. Even when you pray and even when you're just going to get groceries, your life is before him. And he sees every intricate part of faithfulness, of obedience, when you speak his name, when you share his name, when you are that subtle gospel of grace, even if you're just handing, a mercy, you hand someone a Kleenex, that ministry of presence, anytime you are reflecting him, it is intentional and he sees it. And he is very much aware of that, And so our intention is to be intentional with his intentions. And this is how we build the kingdom of God, but especially even with his gospel, right? So then others will be coming in to the kingdom of the Lord too, or even helping them to grow in their grace, to abide in his grace and his word and his presence. If your family takes 2 steps closer, 4 steps closer every year, whatever it might be, to the Lord because of you, because of your effects and your intentions, how much better is that? How much better is that for you and for them, that you're leading the way, even if their path and their journey is slower than we would like, you are still being faithful to the Lord. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Sharon's intentions, God, and her purposes, God, that you have willed, God. Let her purposes be according to your will, God, and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let it be so unto her, God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word. Amen.
Thank you. I'm going to have to really do some praying about that, whether it's me or this problem I'm having that he's talking about with the vapor. I need to, if you wouldn't mind, to pray for that friend of mine, Kevin. He's going through a lot. And I would like to offer that for prayer. And how I can help, you know.
Okay. So, Kevin. Okay. So, Lord, we just lift up Kevin, Lord, and all of the saints lift him up before you, Father God, and intercede on his behalf, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help him sort things out. Lord, you know, that there would be, I don't even know if there needs to be a purging, a cleaning up, a you know, when people go through things where they have like a chronic clutter or whatever, and they put things in order, they choose and put them in three different piles, you know, what they're going to keep, what they're going to save, and what they're going to give away, or I don't know, I'm saying them wrong, missing one. They're going to give away, they're going to save, and, oh, the trash. So, Lord, I just pray that you would help him sort things out, God, the clutter, God, anything chronic that's happened. I don't even know if there is, Lord, but this is to help to sort those things. I don't know if that's spiritually or in the natural, Father God, but help them to sort things out, God, to put things in order. That might be more so true, to put things in order, Father God, in his life, God. We thank you, Lord, that you've made us as humans, God, this humanity, that we are body, soul, and spirit, God. And I pray that he would take care of the things in the spirit, God, Father God, as well, God. Those things wouldn't be neglected, Lord, that they would become a priority, Father. I thank you that you would reveal yourself to him more and more, God. And I thank you for the word of God, which does reveal yourself, God. Let him see that. Father God, that you are revealing yourself to him in your word, Lord, that you've called him to be in the family of God, Lord, and let him know the height and the length and the width and the depth of your love for him, and let him experience that, God, before that he wouldn't lean on to his own understanding, Lord, but it would be beyond his understanding. Your love, God, would just be all-encompassing to him, Father, in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, if, as Sharon has asked, her part or in this or her role, Father God, Lord, if you place something upon her spirit, Father God, I just pray, Lord, that she would test that to make sure it's your spirit, God, that you would confirm things to her, God, and we pray that it would be a blessing to Kevin, Father God, and that he would recognize your grace is on that, God, and it would help build his faith, Father God. It would be evidence of his faith, Lord, taking root. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet. Such powerful prayers you have.
Well, thank you. God bless you, and praise the Lord for his breath. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. All right,
you're
honey.
Welcome.
I'll let you go.
Okay, you have a good new year. God bless you. Bye.
You too, honey. Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, so our next caller is two oh 2-722. Thank you. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Deborah. This is Nicole from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Of course. It's an honor to pray with you, Nicole. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. So So, Father, we thank you for Nicole, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just pray for her, God, and lift her up to your altar, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. So I'm seeing snow, and I don't, this is not, but it's really at the altar of the Lord, and there is a lot of snow and even snow falling. And so I think, you know, the first that came to me was from Isaiah, you know, just as the rain falls and the snow falls and it should not return void, but accomplish that in which it's sent. So we thank you, Father God, for the words, Lord, that are developed, Lord, even upon your feet. You know, I don't know if there's certain peace or the gospel that you bring forth that settles. We thank you, Lord, just for that quiet settleness of your word to be imparted, Lord, and where you direct her, Father God, in her steps, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for the words to be accomplished and purposed as you sent them forth from Nicole's life, Father God. We thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Father God, and her feet, Father God, for carrying the gospel, Lord, and the peace, Lord. We thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Wow, that was cool.
Amen. Hallelujah. I receive it. Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, yeah, that's cool because I never seen it like that. I mean, I know it talks about our feet being as peace with the gospel, but and then the snow, just how, yeah, it just accomplishes. It's just, you know, there's one thing I always tell my husband that I like about, I mean, communication is like nonverbal communication that him and I have, you know, where we just know what each other is thinking or saying in the moment, like especially when there's other people around, you know, or like if he winks at me or whatever, you know, so like we just understand and we get each other. And so it's cool that, and I, and the Lord does it too. Like, and I've said, he's such a good communicator, the Holy Spirit, that he doesn't even have to use words. He communicates so well. And it's so cool that he can accomplish, even with his peace, you know, and bringing forth the gospel in peace, that it accomplishes that in which he's purposed. And it's like, just like that silence, you know, it's like that silent communication, except it's bearing fruit. It's nurturing the soil. It's watering the heart, you know, and I just think it's so cool how it can develop even in such a quiet, nonverbal and gentle way. God can accomplish so much, you know, so I just think that's cool.
Amen.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Do you have a prayer request this evening?
I do. I was listening for the teaching, and then I think it was Lori who had a prayer request for her, a home for her, a suitable home, I think she said, for her daughter and granddaughter. And I wanted to ask if you would pray about God helping me to get a suitable and appropriate home for my mom. I'm believing God to help me get a home that is appropriate, that my mom could transition from her current home to a new home.
Okay. Absolutely. And what is your mom's first name?
Alice.
Okay. Thank you. For sure. Well, let's pray now. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Alice, Lord, Nicole's mom. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for how Nicole is blessing her by coming alongside of her and honoring her, God. We pray, Lord, that you would direct her steps, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, as she's committing them in her way to you, Father. And we pray, Lord, we just pray for the right doors to be open, God, that your grace would be upon that, God, even like double doors opening, Father God. I don't know if that's double grace for her, Father, to open as she transitions, Lord, and as she takes the steps, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, as they commit their way to you and trust in you and are acknowledging you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, as they place this before you, Father God, that you move on their behalf, Lord. And we thank you for just, again, wisdom and every provision that they have need of, God, that even those creative solutions and resolutions and ideas, Father God, and even communications and negotiations, Father God, we thank you, Lord, just for your impartation. And hearing our prayers, God, as we are agreeing on earth, praying to our Father in heaven. And we thank you, Father, for moving on her behalf and making provision for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for praying with me and for me. Thank you.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, our next caller here, we have oops, 323-572. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? And where are you calling from? Good evening. 323-572. You might have me on mute. Hello.
Yes.
Am I speaking to
Keisha.
You? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
Keisha. Oh, Keisha.
Keisha, Texas.
Okay. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you. God
bless
Father.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm going to mute your phone for a second because I'm not sure what the screeching noise was. Could just be feedback. So, Father, we thank you for Keisha, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just lift her up to your altar, God. We thank you for your grace in her life and through her life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I see the Lord, like, lifting you up, the wind of the Spirit, and lifting you up and even just maybe taking you to new heights and new things. And sometimes when the Lord does that, it's a little bit scary because we need at first, or like scary in the sense of it's new, like our feet don't have their footing yet. And there's like that uncertainty of walking, or it feels awkward. And, you know, again, those types of fears, if you will, or maybe they shouldn't even be called fears, but just that awareness. And so we thank you, Lord, for taking Keisha to new heights, God, by your Spirit, Father God. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, just really for lifting her up, God, for lifting her up, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, and even carrying her burden, carrying her load, Father God, for sustaining her, Lord, that you are faithful. Lord, that even when your people are faithless, God, that you are faithful, Father. We thank you for this, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that she is tethered to you, Father God, and your word, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that she would even enjoy the places, Lord, that you breathe into her, that you speak into her, God, and how you're lifting her up, God, that she would enjoy that and knowing you and trusting you. Yeah, there's just a new, sometimes there's a new, and there is, a new level of trust when the Lord is, you know, increasing things, lifting us up and moving us to new heights. There is a level of trust and knowing him, growing in the knowledge of him, and trusting him more. But that's exactly what he does. That's exactly how he matures us. That's exactly how he grows us. And so we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Keisha's life, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for that. I'll be a priest there because I need it.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And there's different burdens and the ups and downs, that there are different things to do just with having, you know, family that's at different stages in their lives. So I do appreciate that, and I thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you. And do you...
God bless you.
Yes. Do you have any prayer requests or specifics?
No. I mean, you already prayed.
Okay.
Right now. Thank you for that.
Okay. You're welcome. You're breaking up a little, but I did comprehend. So thank you. God bless you, and Happy New Year to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Thank you for joining us. Okay, our next caller is 828-989. Good evening. Is this Jennifer?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. All right. So, Father, we thank you. Hold on. I'm sorry. So, Father, we thank you for Jennifer, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to... So think a mountain and like it's like you're climbing, and you know the hind's feet in high places, and so this is what I see is hind's feet in high places. So Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this, Father God, in Jesus' name. And even, you know, the ability for, you know, like if you have like these mountain goats that walk on the side of the mountain. If you've ever seen that, it's just kind of incredible their stability that they have on the little edges and the little places that they can climb this mountain and have stability in the most awkward and unassuming places. Father, we thank you, Lord, for making her feet like hind's feet, Father God. And being able to navigate on the mountain, God, and to climb the mountain, Father God, and the stability, God, even when it doesn't look, you know, to the natural eye, it might not be called stable, but it is designed for the hind's feet, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for how she navigates with your wisdom and with your knowledge, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you even open her eyes, Lord, as she sees the next step and moves in those places, in Jesus' name. Hold on one second. Thank you, Lord. Okay, hold on. Okay. So thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, if there be anything else, I just see the mountain and then this, and the hind feet and the climbing on the mountain. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just the skill and the capability that you've placed in Jennifer, Father, and the faith, you know, that is faith, climbing the mountain of faith. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And, you know, I know there is a verse in Psalm 46, I believe it is, where it says, he will not cause your foot to slip, fall, or stumble. So that might be the Amplified version. So we thank you, Lord, for just keeping her in her ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's confirmation.
Mm. Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for your confirming ways, Jesus. Be glorified. And so, do you have any prayer requests this evening?
I'm just believing for continued healing. I'm a little bit under the weather right now, so but I know that I am healed, so I'm just going to keep professing that. God bless you.
Let's pray for you. So, Father, we just come into agreement, Lord, with all the saints. Father God, we thank you for Jennifer, God, and for healing her physical body, God. We know, Lord, that she receives every exchange that you've made on the cross for her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that she forgets not your benefits, God, that you healeth thee, God. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, and we just come into agreement with that, that she has a restful night's sleep that is restorative and refreshing, God. And we thank you, Lord, let there be a noticeable difference, Lord, of restoration to her health. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I receive that in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank amen. You. God bless you. Okay, amen. You take care.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks. You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. Okay. 717?
Hello?
I mean, hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Anita calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay, Anita. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I bless you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Anita, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just lift her up to you. And before your altar, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I got to mute your phone line for just 1 second. I'm sorry. It's funny how sometimes I can pray and I'm totally not distracted, and then other times it's like super sensitive. I don't know what that's all about. So, Father, let me just lift up Anita to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you for your altar, God. We thank you, Lord, for the perfecting, the Lord's perfecting at the altar. You know, even when the stones that come in and they're being cultivated and perfected, the things like the stones, right? So they're being polished. They come in rough, if you will, like out of the ground, and then they bring them in, they polish them, and they cut them so they're the most brilliant of reflection of light. And so this is what I see in the perfecting at the altar, and the Lord is doing this. He's perfecting things at the altar, and there's gemstones like. So he's taking the things, again, where there is that value and worth, right, that is found and it's brought in, and then he's perfecting it. So it brings him the most glory. So it's his process happening of this perfection of brilliance, right, the perfection of these stones. Like I'm seeing an emerald stone being polished, being cut again so that it has the most reflection of light, that it radiates the beauty of the intention, of the purposes, of God for it, so that it's a resemblance of you. So, you know, that God is, that you will radiate his light with his intentions and purposes for this greatest glory to shine for him, which is incredibly beautiful. In Jesus' name. Let's do something. So we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yeah, so there's some verses in Revelation that have emeralds in there, but I'm not sure exactly the meaning behind that. Let me back to here. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your work and your perfection, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and just for even cultivating perfection, which that's very cool. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. And a lot of time, you know, when we come before the Lord like that and in his presence and at his altar, if you will, which is wherever that might be, the altar of your heart and how you give yourself to the Lord and present yourself in fellowship with him. And a lot of that is done, you know, where he's doing that. It's between the two of you in a fellowship with you where he perfects and smooths those things out, you know, that he's granted, you know, he's granted grace on that and favor in that to help, again, just cultivate his beauty, cultivate his presence, cultivate his radiance over our lives. And, you know, that he's implementing those things in you. It's not you doing the work. You're cooperating with him and his spirit and how he's leading. So you're not going and you're not going to go excavate things in your own life and try to dig things up from the past to say, hey, what needs to be polished or whatever. It really is the instigation and the of the Holy Spirit doing this as you come before him again and his leading in this. So we thank the Lord for that in Jesus' name. Let me go ahead.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes. You're welcome. Do you have any prayer requests?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Okay. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, that startled me. Okay. Our next caller, I'm not sure who this is. Hello, thank you for calling.
Hi,
who am I speaking to?
My name is John, and I was just wondering, oh, God damn it, I shit on my office chair, there's poop everywhere.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry. I'm going to come back to you, John, okay? Because, yeah, we just don't use that kind of language here on Blog Talk. But you're welcome to call back for prayer. I would be happy to pray with you anytime you'd like to. In fact, let's pray now for John. So, Father God, we just pray for John. We thank you, God, for your grace to reach him. We thank you for the light of your word, God, as you are the light of the world, Father God, to shine on those places, Lord, will bring conviction where conviction is due, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that you would place your mark on him and bring him into your kingdom, Lord, to open his eyes and his ears to see and to hear and to know, and that you would grant him your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so let's go back to our phone line. Thank you, everyone, for being patient and kind. I think we're right here. 608-960. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, it's Shannon.
Hey, good evening. Let me close your line and let me pray for you. So thank you for joining us. God bless you. Okay. So Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Shannon, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Father. We just bring him before your altar and before your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So it seems wearing a hat. I don't know. The hat is, I'm going to have to look this up because I'm not sure if it's the shoes or the hat. And one is where you're like a new authority, but there's a hat. So thank you, Lord, for that. And more so when I said the word kingdom than altar is where I've seen the hat. So, Father, we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your covering over Shannon, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me get my book and look this up because I think I have a little bit of time here. So, okay. It's interesting. Oh, okay. Yeah, it is a covering, which I thought that was from Exodus. Protection, shelter from elements that would affect emotions. Wasn't necessarily a turban. It was more of a hat that you had on. So, okay, let me look this first up and first. Corinthians 11. That's a covering. Okay. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, for the kingdom of God that is at work in Shannon's life, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for just covering him, God, and protecting him, God, in the name of Jesus. And I don't know if it's any type of parallel to, like, the helmet of salvation, but it is definitely a hat. But it is definitely a covering as well. So I don't know if it's just something that is more so like within the culture, that the Lord is protecting you from the things in the culture and he's covering you from the things in the culture, right? So where it becomes more relevant for what you need for to be in society, right, than before the Lord. So that's why I say that. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for just preserving the ways of Shannon, Father God, from the things of this world, Lord, that he will not be colonized by the culture, Father God, but you would protect him and preserve him, God, and cover him, God, even in his mind, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the things that you've placed in his heart, Lord, that you would give him the desires of his heart, Lord. We know, Lord, as we've been praying for him, Father God, for future companionship and future mate, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to just to protect and preserve those thoughts as well, God, and cover him in those thoughts as well, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, just for your impartation, Lord, and even your knowledge, Lord, and when your knowledge is revealed and the mystery of it, Father, we thank you, Lord, for those things. In Jesus' name. Yeah, and so there's something, you know, when I say that, you know, just some covering the things that the Lord's maybe even already placed within you that you have knowledge of, but he is protecting and preserving them. And then it will be a time where, like, they become revealed, if you will, like the removal of the hat, they'll be revealed of the knowledge that you've been carrying this knowledge with you, but it's been covered. So that it will be revealed. So we thank you, Lord, just for your timing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay, that's what I'm getting. So praise God.
Nice. Thanks. Yeah, so last week you'd prayed for my business because it's been really slow, and literally the next day and a couple days after that, I picked up 5 jobs, and actually a new dealership had called and gave me, let's see, 2 windshields and 3 rock chip repairs. So they just found me on Google. So that was I kind of see that as a direct response to prayer. And then when you prayed about the wife, you actually used a couple of keywords that Randy had prayed about before too. So I thought that was pretty good. So yeah, those are the 2 things I wanted prayer about. And covered it. Thank you.
Wow. Praise God. Well, thank you for sharing that testimony. Thank you, Lord, for increasing his business and his productivity, God. We thank you, Lord, for how you move, Lord, and the things that come forth, Father God. We thank you, Lord, even for that encouragement and testimony. Praise be to God, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you bless the work of Shannon's hands, Lord, and the businesses and the opportunities that he has right now that he's working on, that these customers will be pleased, Father God, at a job well done, Father God, and that they would give him referrals, Father God, and that he would even start to receive more referrals, Lord, that you would put his name and his heart on people that he's worked with before, Father God, and even maybe asking the boldness for referral, Father. We thank you, Lord, for how you move in his heart, and I prayed it for my husband as well, God, that you would place people on his heart, Lord, as a referral, Lord, and we pray for his business as well, and something with referrals, Lord, we just pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Happy New Year.
You too. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Thank you for sharing. That was good. Okay. Okay, I'm just about done, but let me see. I have 2 more callers. I think one of them is Rhonda. And Rhonda, if you would like to share anything with the callers, since we have a few minutes, you're welcome to. If you want to put your hand up, that way I'll know, because I know sometimes you call from your workplace. So if you're able to talk, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. And then we also have caller. Oh, very good. Okay. Thank you.
Hey
there,
Deborah.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. I'm doing good.
Yes. I don't have anything to share, but I would just like to encourage us as the body of Christ to continue to do the things that God has called us to do. I did hear the caller that called, you know, with the cursing, but that just goes to show to me that the enemy is mad because he can't stop the things of God. And even though he tries to come against the plans and the things that God have for us, it's nothing he can do. And only thing he can try to do is try to mock God. But at the end of the day, we know what scripture says when it comes to that. And I just thank you for even being who you are, hello, in Christ, that you will pray for him, because even praying for him can help get him delivered, because there's a lot of people that are just going through stuff, and they just choose any outlet. They allow the enemy to deceive them to do things. So I really, you know, appreciate it hearing you. Thank you. Hearing you pray for him, because he needs it. You know, sometimes we don't know what state of mind people are in. So it's a blessing to know that, you know, we have people in the body of Christ, spirit-filled people that are led, you know, to pray for people. So I just wanted to thank you for that, you know, and being available. You know, all of you on PGN available to pray and speak into people's life. So there's so much stuff going on today that, you know, people sometimes feel like they don't see God or hear God or feel God, but God is always near and dear to us because we are part of his creation. So I, you know, as we go through this new year, I think I've been on PGN since 2016, but I have truly been blessed, you know, to be on here and just, you know, to hear the people call in and the testimonies and even the growth in some of the people that have been calling in, the growth that God has did in people's life. So I just wanted to personally, you know, thank you all for just being available. You know, we're in a part of a season now where everybody want to be recognized, everybody want titles, everybody want this and they want that, and it actually began to take from God and the, you know, the glory that God is to receive, but I have never felt that on PGN. You know, everybody there is want God to be glorified in everything that they do. So I just wanted to share that with you, Sister Deborah.
Well, thank you, and amen, I agree. It is definitely encouraging to be here, and yes, I agree. I agree. And I do agree that, and so thank you. I know you're a natural exhorter, so we just received that from you, and we thank you for joining us weekly and daily and every time you're on PGN, all of our listeners. And I do agree that the enemy is being disrupted. It's disrupting. The Spirit of God is disrupting things. And people's lives, whether they know it or not. But I see it this way, is that that the Lord is like tilling the soil of the heart, whether they know it or not. And there is, if the Lord's given all of us a measure of faith, you know, there is something where the Lord is trying to draw out the faith. Even, you know, so we have to hear that. Our ear has to be keen to hear what the Spirit is doing in someone's life. Even when we, you see different measures of darkness, to know, and you're exactly right. I mean, some people do just want an outlet that is somewhat of a nature that you're going to see in the ministry when you open up phone lines, right? So that's going to be there. Or some people are maybe intentional to be that, but a lot of other times I think really the Lord is, and I've seen this in my husband's work, and just you know, start praying for people that are intentionally coming against the things of the Lord, that actually God is doing something in them even prior to them calling, that they would want. Yeah, so there's something happening there that God is trying to unveil and unpack. And so that's why I pray, because I know the Spirit of God is doing something first and foremost. And just like you said, in humanity, right, he's made an investment, and he's still involved in our lives. And so even in that, we need to pray for people and be that minister of grace and that minister of hope, even in a season, you know, where it seems gnarly, but we control, right? We don't give our control away, right? We can have moments of, yeah, sure, we're exhausted or tired or whatever, but we don't give our control away. The Holy Spirit controls us, and that's who we're following, and that's our lead, and that's who we, who, you know, we're, our desire to give honor and worship and praise is to him. Our allegiance and affections are his, and we don't just, you know, cause that, let the you know, the pigs trample that. We don't throw our pearls to swine, so to speak. So thank you. I agree with that. So thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to, and Happy New Year to you. I'm going to go ahead and, I know you have me on mute. I'm going to mute you on this end as well. And just pray for everyone as we end on time. So those that are looking to talk to Pastor Randy, Prophet Randy, can call in and actually get in line to speak with him this evening at a decent time. So praise God for that. And thank you again. Just for the privilege to be here with you this evening, for you to bring your faith into the storehouse of the Lord on PGN and the portal of his presence during our time together. So I thank you and I bless each of you. And may the fire of God, Lord, you just use your people, Lord, into where they need to call down the fire of God, Lord, into those places, Lord, to consume things in this world, Lord, that you would use your people, Lord, that you would use your people, God, accurately and precisely with their prayers and their ministry, God, with the Spirit of God in them, Lord, breathing life and wholeness, Lord, overturning verdicts of the enemy, verdicts in the land. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Let us be imparters. Impart your word and your purposes, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you show us the targets, Lord, in prayer, how to hit the target. God, we thank you, Lord, for revealing and showing us, Lord, and that we will follow, God, that we are true followers of yours, God. And we thank you, Lord, for just keeping us humble with your grace, Lord. So thank you, everyone, and God bless you. I hope you have a good and safe New Year, and we'll be talking to you soon, and God bless you. Bye-bye.